Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about new consumer habits and we'll be looking at how tariffs might be impacting Ireland's whiskey sector and all the markets as usual at the end of another crazy week with a lot of companies reporting. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites, which we shall do in the clever but never clever clogs company of Kate English, Chief Economist with Deloitte. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Joel.
Can we start with Ryanair? Now, they've been buying Boeings and Boeings only for the past 20 years, and they might be moving away from that policy.
Yeah, so we saw reports out yesterday of, I suppose, Ryanair, Europe's largest low-cost carrier, and one of, as you said, Boeing's biggest purchasers, essentially stating that it was looking potentially to purchase elsewhere its aircraft from if tariffs were to remain in place. And this would be big news for Boeing. So that could threaten a $30 billion list price for orders they have in the 330 Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. But I think really what we're seeing from this, and unfortunately tariffs continues to be the news story of the day and of the week. But we've seen this is an example of companies looking to, well, how would they potentially change their supply chains in order to protect their businesses in a new era for global trade? And we've seen this ourselves quite a lot of firms doing scenario analysis on what are my other options? How do we forecast for this? How does it impact our profits? Can we source input products elsewhere? And I think this is an example of this. So it'll be interesting to see where it goes to. As it said, it's just reported as a threat. But how much further they go with that, I think time will tell.
It does. It also depends on whether the Europeans slapped tariffs on American-made aircraft, just as the Americans are going to do for all other aircraft. But they have only bought, that has been their policy. We're only buying one engine maker, one plane maker, simply because we don't want to have to train our engineers in multiple planes. So there is a huge method in the madness. And many times I've had them on the show and I've said, would you not look at Airbus? Because, you know, Boeing are savagely behind schedule when it comes to delivering your planes. And they've always said, no, we're sticking with Boeing, we're sticking with Boeing. So this is the first time that they've said that. We're very interested to
see
whether they follow through on that or whether that is a negotiating tactic to get the price down from Boeing. Staying with tariffs, Donald has hinted at some sort of tariff reprieve for the pharma sector, which is very interesting for us here in Ireland.
Yeah, so I would say here that this is a hint. There's nothing concrete coming out from this yet. We saw reports of it late yesterday evening. It's a hint at a reprieve for essentially if you have operations within the US, that there would be a 0% tariff. Critically with this, which I think is different from maybe any kind of hints we have seen come out previously, is that there is a time element to it. There is an allowance to allow time in order to build manufacturing plants within the US. What that time period is, we do not know. Whether or not this will follow through, we do not know. But I suppose from an Irish context, it certainly is something that we will be watching. There was an air of relief in one way when pharmaceuticals were exempt from the tariffs that were announced on April 2nd. But yet we are very aware that they still are a sector that are in the spotlight and that there could potentially be further tariff moves on. Of course, we're very exposed to tariffs. They account or to pharmaceuticals. They account for a very large share of our exports, over 24% in the 12 months to February trading data, and 67% of that going solely to the US. So it does leave us particularly exposed. And I think it's that time period one is the interesting part of it, because I suppose a lot of the conversations we've had to date is that it isn't easy to up sticks and build a manufacturing plant elsewhere. It takes an awful lot of time. So does this change dynamics a little bit? I don't know. I would say it's much too early to call this because, again, we have no detail here. It was a small comment in conversation, but it is one to watch.
Definitely. Closer to home, AIB shareholders will be deciding in the next few days about a share buyback, which could eliminate the state's shareholding in AIB and kind of make them fully independent, as it were.
Yes. So AIB had their trading results yesterday, as you said at the top of the show. We've had a very big week for earning results this week, including a number of European banks as well, and Irish banks too. And I suppose what we saw from AIB yesterday was very positive first quarter trading results. Where were they driven from? They were largely driven from an increase in mortgage lending and also in personal loans. Where we did see little movement on an annual basis was on lending to SMEs. And I think that wouldn't be surprising to many listeners here. And we've also saw that there was a little bit of a pullback, I suppose, in the income being generated due to that fall in interest rates.
Yeah.
So banks have done particularly well over the last 2 years as we've seen that higher interest rate come through from the ECB. And now that we're into a new period where those interest rates are falling back, they are going to have an implication on some of the banks' incomes.
And their profit levels might reflect that when it comes to their end of year trading. Let's wait and see. Now, staying with reporting companies, two major tech companies in the US reported overnight, Apple and Amazon. They both had a decent set of numbers, but the markets reacted very differently.
Yeah, so all earnings results actually this week across a number of, we've had four of the seven Magnificent Seven, I think, have gone so far. Potentially that changes today. And most of them have performed quite strongly from those first quarter results. So, for example, Amazon, they had sales of 55.7 billion in the first quarter. That's an increase of 9%. Very strong projected operating profit of 13 billion. To 17.5 billion. But where we saw the fallout from it, I suppose, is that it's all around the guidance. And we saw particularly with the Amazon results that there was a lot of reference to tariffs and the potential implication that could have on their trading business, on consumer demand.
In this, the current quarter.
Exactly. And indicating, I suppose, that there's a huge amount of global uncertainty there. And that was actually a trend that we saw across the week, was that there were a lot of companies actually pulling altogether their guidance, which is something that typically would have spooked markets quite a lot. But earlier in the week, it didn't, because I suppose many people are aware it's very, very difficult in this climate to read through. And where we saw the differences, I think, is again in that very strong reference to that there could be a material impact from tariffs, did see shares fall quite significantly for Amazon afterwards. We saw different performances from Microsoft. They actually saw quite a large bounce. But it certainly is, I think, the main takeaway from this for me was that lack of guidance comes from increased uncertainty. And really what we see come through for Q2 will be really, really important and interesting to watch.
It's interesting. People are kind of already banking the stuff from Q1 and saying, well, what are you going to do for us lately, as Janet Jackson famously said. Kate, have a lovely long, long weekend, and congratulations on your engagement as well. That is Kate English, Chief Economist with Deloitte. Back.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.